Hello and welcome to the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast. My name is Luke Burridge and this is the show where I review every single science fiction book that I read as I read it. There's no set schedule, it's just whenever I finish a book I do a podcast, and it's a good job that there's no set schedule because it's been a while since I've done last podcast. That's because I started reading a book and then I was like, oh, I've got this other book that I want to read, which is a non-fiction book, so I started reading that. And then I was like, oh, and there's another book that I'm going to read as an ebook, and then there's an audiobook that I want to get to, and it turns out I had like four books in rotation. And then a few days ago, people said, oh, there's a new book out by R. Scott Baker. It's the third book out of the trilogy of four in the Aspect Emperor trilogy, which is a follow-up to the Prince of Nothing trilogy, the darkness that comes before, all of that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, I will read that then. And but I thought, well, what I'll do is, even though I just, you know, read the other books, it was a few years ago that I read the previous books, what I'll do is I'll just listen to the last few chapters of the previous audiobook to kind of get me up into speed. And I went onto Audible and I realized, oh, it's not that I obviously didn't read them as audiobooks or listen to them as audiobooks. I read them as paper books because I couldn't find them in ebooks or anything like that. So these were paper books back when I still would even consider reading a book in paper format. So then I thought, well, that won't be too bad. I'll just see if I can find, the latest book. I'll just go straight into it. But then I looked and it's not out in Germany until the middle of September. Not available as a Kindle ebook and not available as a paper book or anything like that. So I thought, well, I'll just listen to the audiobook. But then it was like a different thing. And I was like, well, I kind of wanted to ramp up into it. So I decided what I was going to do is go back and continue my reading and actually do, review the first two books in the Aspect Emperor trilogy to get up to speed as quickly as I could onto The Great Ordeal, which is the new book that's come out. So this is kind of a review, or just kind of like an updating my own brain, because I've already done a full review of this book. I just brought up the sfbrp.com/episode-lists, and you can find there a list of all the books I reviewed. And check this out. Back in episode 84, I reviewed the Prince of Nothing series because I finished the last book, and then I reviewed The Judging Eye on episode 131 and The White Luck Warrior on episode 136. And then I went back and reviewed the first trilogy again individually, The Darkness That Comes Before, The Warrior Prophet, and The Thousandfold Thought. That was just last year. The reason why I read The Judging Eye and The White Luck Warrior, which is book one and two in the Aspect Emperor series, so close together, episode 131 and 136, even though they came out like a year apart, it's because everyone that I'd spoken to about The Judging Eye, or who'd recommended it or talked to about it or anything online, they said, well, it doesn't really have an ending. It kind of just stops halfway through, like almost halfway in an action sequence. And so I thought, well, I won't read it until the next book comes out. And the next book came out and I got some good words and people said, yes, this actually has a stopping point. Even though it's not the end of a story, it doesn't stop halfway in the middle of an action sequence. And it doesn't. So I read the two of them together and really enjoyed them. And that's what I'm doing this time, except I'm going straight on to the third book in the series. It was meant to be a trilogy, but apparently it was split into two. So what I did to get through this book quickly, I downloaded the audiobook. I spent an Audible credit on the audiobook. And I started it. And this guy, actually, I should really bring up my Audible library here, and because the narrator is one of the slowest talkers ever. And this audiobook, The Judging Eye, Aspect Emperor, book one, is 18 hours and 59 minutes. Let's say 19 hours. And it's read by Kevin Orton. And he speaks very slowly. And everything is very important. And when this happens, which kind of fits the book, because we are talking sort of like big epic fantasy. This is kind of like, you know, it's a second apocalypse. There's emperors going, there's an army of 280,000 fighting men going up into the north, going across the steppes of Russia. And yeah, it is very epic. But his reading, Kevin Orton, who reads this, it's kind of a little bit too slow. So I thought, well, tell you what, I'll bump it up. I'll bump up the speed. And so I bumped it up to 1.25, and even then it felt a bit slow. And I was like, hey, wait a second, let's just see if I can do this at 2x speed. And I did, and I thought, well, this is great, because I want to get to the new book as quickly as possible. So if I listen at 2x speed, I should be able to get this through a lot quicker. And it does. And I even timed it because sometimes on these Audible apps or these other audio apps and podcast apps, it says this is 2x speed, but it isn't. It's just telling you it's 2x speed, but that's actually like 1.5x speed, and it's just kind of fudging it a bit. But this on Audible, it really is. I did a timing. I did a screenshot, and then 20 minutes later, I did another screenshot, and 40 minutes of book had gone past in that time. So I breezed through this. Now, I don't normally listen to audiobooks at any accelerated speed. Sometimes if someone's really slow, I'll put it up to 1.25. But generally, I want to listen to it because I want to kind of really get thinking of the book. However, I've read this book before, and it's, in my opinion, it's a really good book. It's quite exciting. There's lots of interesting stuff going on. And every time a chapter started, I was like, well, I remember what happens in this chapter. Or I remember what's happening in this sequence. Or I remember the kind of things that happen here. And so it wasn't so much that I was like reading this book again. I was kind of skimming it, but in audible audio fashion. And it was really good fun because there were some points where I was just like, yep, this is kind of just a bit background noise, but then it'll pick up and I'll be like, right, this is good. And I got through it. So I got through a 19-hour audiobook in about 2.5 days. So, or like, you know, three evenings and a bit of another day. And yeah, and that's really, really quick for me to get through a 19-hour audiobook. Now, The White Luck Warrior, the next book that I've got, is 25 hours and 25 minutes, so it might take me a little bit more time. But I'm going to be traveling over the next few days, and so I should be able to get through that pretty quickly too. So instead of kind of reviewing this book in depth, I would just point you to the previous episode that I've done about this book, which is back in episode 131. And I talked about it... Oh, actually, I was going to say that's much more in depth, but it turns out I only talked about it for 20 minutes in that case. Because, yeah, maybe there's just not a lot to say about this book. There's not a lot to say about it because it's kind of only part of a story. You're really only going to enjoy it if you've read the trilogy that comes before, The Darkness That Comes Before, The Warrior Prophet, and The Thousandfold Thought. You're going to enjoy it if you've read those books, but it doesn't finish. You've got to just go straight onto the next book anyway. So it's like reviewing half a book or half a story or just the introduction to a story. So I thought I'd just kind of mention some of those great scenes which I really enjoyed the first time and was kind of looking forward to getting back a bit to it as well. So there's a kind of three things going on. There's an army going up to the north. There's a wizard meeting up with someone and going on a journey over in the kind of east kind of area, and then there's the people left behind in the capital city, and what you get is like, it is very much like, okay, we're going across, we are Napoleon, or we are Hitler, and we are going across the steppes, and this probably is going to end badly, and not a lot of people coming back. And they even actually say in the book, well, we did this in the last book, you know, or in the middle book, where we slogged across the desert, but now we're going into the north, and probably more people are going to die along the way than they are in the battle when we get up and have the big epic confrontation with the big bad evil in the north. They kind of go into it knowing that this is going to be a great ordeal. And that's, of course, what it's called. It's called The Great Ordeal, and then the latest book is called that. And then over in the West, like I say, there's this group of warriors. It's kind of a Fellowship of the Rings kind of thing, because it's actually really fun to read a fantasy book, which is kind of self-knowingly... Like, it's not like, oh, it's a fantasy book, and it's just ripping off Tolkien like so many fantasy books are. It's just like, well, it's a bit derivative of Tolkien, whereas this is very knowingly, right, okay, I'm going to do the Halls of Mordor. So they go into Mordor. It's actually called Colossus. And there's the Great Screw, which is this big, these passageways through the mountain, underneath the mountain. Because there's been in the same way as in the Fellowship of the Rings, it's been a storm and it's closed off the passage, a winter storm, it's closed off the passage. So they've got to go through underneath the mountain rather than over the top of the mountain, and they do. And it's kind of interesting to see a new take on those kind of things. I've read it before, so it wasn't that, it was kind of just as fun this time, but not as new and exciting. But I had a lot of fun going through it. So I really enjoyed Akamian, which is the main character there, the main kind of wizard character. He meets up with the Skin Eaters, and they're the ones who go out and hunt the Shrank, the orcs in this book. And there's been a bounty put on the scalps of the orcs of the Shrank, and the Skin Eaters are kind of like a mercenary band who go out there and kill as many, and they make They collect all the scalps and sell them to the emperor or to the agents of the emperor for money and things like that. And they always call it the slog. And they go out on the slog, and there's the rules of the slog. And these are really good fun things. It's really kind of like self-knowing, like, oh, we've got the rules, and these are the rules, and this is now we're going on the slog. And it's all about the slog, guys, and this is the slog of slogs. And they do the Mines of Mordor, and they go across. And it's just a lot of fun. I mean, I don't even know what else to say about it. It's a lot of fun. And then like you say, there's stuff going up in the north, and you've got this army going up across the Russian steppes, or going across the Ukraine, or wherever they're going. But they have to get all the way to Siberia, and they've got to do it in a year. And we have a guy who is the prince at the beginning of the book, and then his father is killed. And he is kind of co-opted into the army. They're like, hey, to keep your people at home in line, we're going to take you along with us. We're going to kidnap you, and you're going to be kind of like a part of this army. And this guy's this young prince who becomes a king is kind of, I think he's called Sawiel. It's really fun to not spend that much time with some of the main characters, or one of the main characters in the first trilogy. So that's actually quite good that we don't spend a lot of time with the bad guys, even though he's the Aspect Emperor now. He's kind of a bad guy, but it's good to see him from the outside, of someone who isn't there. And because this is an outsider who isn't part of the army from the beginning, we get a good introduction. It's sort of like, oh, and what's over here? Well, these are over here. Oh, and what's up here? So it's a good introduction. And Sawiel is kind of an interesting character, but he doesn't really have any resolution to his story. You've got to wait until the next book to get all of that kind of stuff going on there. But when he's learning about this new empire and how powerful the Aspect Emperor is, there's a really great scene which I remembered from the last time, and it's he meets someone who is from a different country, and they say, well, the Aspect Emperor sent us these three people who came over, these three diplomats, and the diplomats just said, you've got to send three diplomats back to the Aspect Emperor. And then they took out these razor blades and slit open their own throats, and you're like, oh, holy shit. And that's the whole point. It's sort of like this Aspect Emperor has so much control over people that he can say, you three, go over there, meet up with the king of this other country, slit your throats. No, tell him that he's got to do the same thing, slit your throats in front of him. Can this other king find three people who are willing to do that back, or is that kind of thing? And there's a kind of quandary about that. And if he could, would he do it? And so it's some fun scenes like that, kind of finding out about what's happened in the last 20 years since the last trilogy. And then back in the capital city, you've got the characters Esmene, who is now married to the Aspect Emperor, and has had lots of kids, and it's sort of her troubles of keeping control of the people back home, of you know, stopping riots, making sure the cults don't rise up, and all these other kind of stuff, but also just kind of keeping control of her kids. And there's some really interesting and disturbing things that happen with her twins. If you know this already, I've read this already, you know, the twins, and one of them's dancing on the balcony, and that whole scene, it's very, you know, it's one of those things that these scenes have stayed with me. And when they came back, when I listened to this book again at double speed, I was always waiting for these scenes. And I'm not really sure what else to say. It's a fun book. It's not a full book. I will probably talk a lot more about this book, and if you want to know more about it, I did review it again. Maybe I should just, you know, put the other one in the feed to see when I talked about it for 20 minutes last time, a few years ago, if I picked out the similar bits, or if it's a lot different. I'm not sure. Anyway, so I think that's pretty much all I want to say. In a few days' time, there'll be another episode, which I will be doing a quick summary and what I like about the next book in this series, which is the Aspect Emperor Book 2, The White Luck Warrior. And then after that, I'll get onto The Great Ordeal and probably talk about that in a bit more detail. And that's a shorter book as well, just 21 hours and 19 minutes, which isn't too bad for a fantasy. But it's funny, actually, because I once heard when people were talking about, oh, there's a new Wheel of Time book out. And they're like, oh, okay, well, the new Wheel of Time book out. So I'll just read all of the Wheel of Time books up until this point. And people have said that as well about the, oh, there's the new Game of Thrones book out. So I'll read all the Game of Thrones book up until that point. And I was always like, what? How can you do that? There's like 12 books in this series so far. There's 5 books in this series so far. How could you read back through all the others just because the new book is coming out? And I realize that is what I have done now. I don't think I'd do that with the Wheel of Time because I didn't manage to get through the first book. And in case of Game of Thrones, I'm going to wait until the whole series is finished before I go on. And the Malazan series as well. That's one of the books that I started. So I'm in book 3 of that of, I think, 10 books or something. And I just think if you're going to do this, there's only really so many fantasy series that you can keep up with if, when the new book comes out, you're going to reread all the rest of them. Though this is my first reread of all of these books. We're only up to book 6. I think when book 7 comes out, I won't reread all 6 previous books. I'll probably just go straight into it. Because I think after 2 readings, if it's not clear in your head, if you don't remember it properly, it's probably not a series for you. So I think this is probably going to be my last read-throughs of these books. But we'll see how that one goes. And let's finish up there. Thanks a lot for listening, and I'll catch you next time.